It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
If I don't recover these dark souls, then the world's gonna end.
You got it.
Shit.
Sydney.
You're listening to Thumb Cramps, a show for those whose thumbs are cramping.
What's up, Thumb Crampers? It's us, Thumb Cramps.
Whoa!
And if last week you were like, wow, this 2.5 episode is borderline unlistenable due to the sound quality,
yeah.
Then do we have a treat for you?
We're in the car.
It's a car, bud.
That's right, we drive.
Honk the horn.
Yeah, baby.
There's no way that came through, but you did honk the horn.
I did honk the horn.
We can confirm JD honked the horn.
And not only is this a car episode, we got another special announcement, Jackson.
Yeah, that's true.
Because last week we didn't announce the theme.
No, and we forgot to.
People be out here being like, what the hell?
What the heck is the damn theme these boys be doing?
Have Thumb Cramps abandoned a traditional video game month?
Bah?
And we're here to say no?
Nope. Nice try, idiot.
Look at your calendar. And you'll see that it says Maytendo Sydney 4.
That's right. We are celebrating that greatest of all game systems, the Nintendo 64 of Mario fame.
It's when Zelda went 3D.
Exactly. Yeah. And when Mario went 3D, and when Yoshi went 2.5D.
And when Banjo-Kazooie went in the car and then got out of the car.
Yeah, and got a boot.
And got a boot.
Exactly.
And Jackson, it's not just me and you.
That's true.
Listeners, eagle-eared listeners may have noticed before that someone chimed in that I got wasn't
too,
me
I got too excited, sorry.
If you're a listener with ears as strong as an eagle's, you would realize we are not alone.
Because on this car trip, Jackson, we've pulled over to the side of the road,
mm-hmm.
we've scraped his corpse off the road for one last time.
Fought off the crows and the magpie.
One last time before we kick him back out of the car and place that body back in the crime scene.
Exactly.
We are joined by Hayden, the roadkill himself, Bleachmore.
Roadkill's a cool...
It's much
road
better than Fart Ghost, we have to admit.
I'm Roadkill.
To be Roadkill is better than to be a Fart Ghost.
I started playing pub footy this year, and someone on the team was called T-Rex.
Yeah.
And it was when we were going around the circle for the first time telling each other's names, and they were like, yeah, I'm T-Rex. I'm like, but I'd already gone, and I didn't realize we could do nicknames. But I think Roadkill would be a good footy nickname.
Yeah. So maybe you should have said Fart Ghost.
Yeah, that would
be
good, too.
Yeah, I'm Fart Ghost.
Fart Ghost over here. Here if you need, Fart Ghost.
Hey, Farty. Farty.
Farty.
Fart. Behind you, Fart.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fart's kicked the goal.
He's farted that through.
Yeah. He's farted it through the bloody big sticks.
And,
oh, it's farty.
And this week, we are looking at Iggy's Wrecking Balls and other games. I might layer that over the theme.
I really think you should.
I think I get pretty in time.
Yeah. Especially with my coughs in the background. I think that's awesome.
Them out, it's fine.
I could try. It is in a car and we are all in the same car. So
yeah, that's true. There's going to be a lot of background sounds.
Three microphones. Yeah. It's the same.
Use that AI software. Remove the cough digitally.
To make deepfake pictures of us or whatever. Use that AI software to put me on track.
Yeah.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Iggy's Wrecking Balls. Now, I know you've been playing this, JD.
Yeah.
And I gotta admit, the whole time I thought I knew what you were talking about.
Yeah, I got no idea.
But I realized I was thinking of that game where you're a little dinosaur and you pop the bubbles.
Bubble Bobble?
Bubble Bopper. I've been thinking Bubble Bopper.
Bubble. Did you say Bubble Bopple?
Isn't it Bubble Bopple?
It is. It's Bubble Bopple.
It's Bubble Bopple.
Bubble?
Yep.
Bopple.
Okay, so that word...
The game they play is Bopple.
Okay.
And they're playing it with bubbles.
Bubble Bopple.
No.
Bubble Bopple.
Bubble
Bopple. Okay, you're saying Bopple Bopple.
Bobble.
Yeah.
Bopple.
Dog okay. in a tucker box, second left. So what is Iggy's Wrecking Balls?
Okay, so Iggy's Wrecking Balls, it's kind of like...
Is it similar to Bopple Bopple?
No.
Okay.
It's a racing game. And I guess it would be similar to like... if you imagine like a marble racing game.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Except the marbles are guys.
Oh, yeah.
And the tracks are very vertical.
Right. Okay.
Okay, that, so basically most races start, it's...
I'm looking it up.
Do you have to do, like, hill climbs, or is it mostly downhill?
No, it's uphill.
Whoa!
And, you'll also... Yeah, so basically, you start the... Hayden's flipping off speed cameras.
I thought nice. It'd be funny if we did get dinged, if it was me flipping off the camera
and then if
while
I was
holding
like,
the microphone.
Please, Judge, Your Honor, before you give me the chair...
Yeah, then there's no sympathy.
I didn't mean to speed. And they'll be like, well, we've pulled up really? The photo.
Yeah,
and,
who's this guy?
Yeah, I was like, he was speeding. Give him the ticket. Here's his full address. You can hear it on the Thumb Cramps podcast. Yeah.
Listen to Thumb Cramps, Your Honor. It's quite good.
Your Honor, no one's doing it like Thumb Cramps.
They not like us.
I just looked up Iggy's Wrecking Balls, and let me just say, mm-hmm. the dinosaur on the front cover is disgusting.
That's Iggy.
Iggy,
that's gross.
Is horrible.
Ew,
dude.
It's so shiny.
He's so shiny. He looks like a booger come to life.
Yeah.
It looks like, yeah, like an awful early 2000s TV show.
Yeah. That's
the
vibe.
It'd be on ABC Kids, made for $1.
That's the vibe of the entire game. So the race starts with it's four races per game.
Yep.
Yeah.
So you all start in an individual lane, which is usually like a traditional-ish, just straight or like a little hill or something funny like that.
Yeah,
that is funny.
And then
it's good stuff.
The racetracks are called towers.
Right.
Because you got to go up.
Gotta go.
The way you go up is that you're a ball, but you've got a grappling hook, which is your tongue.
Whoa.
Oh, that's cool.
And you got to, yeah, pull yourself up into certain points of the racetrack. And once you get to the towery part, you're all in the same area.
Yeah.
So you can use your grappling hook to throw the other players if you want, or slow them down. Now, this game, when it came out, received mixed reception.
It sounds really tedious. It's a very tedious game.
So, you know, like in a Mario Kart Grand Prix, how there's four races?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like per Grand Prix, and you're like, oh, that's a good amount of Mario Kart, about 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's all you
10
need.
10 towers per Grand
what
Prix.
The hell? Are they different enough?
They're different.
Yeah.
Okay.
Enough?
Okay.
It is a tricky one to say. The different races you can pick from are pretty funny. Jackson, Iggy, you've just looked at and thrown up.
Yeah, he's
but if
gross.
You just Google Chatter.
Okay.
C-H-A-T-T.
I am running out of reception, but...
Okay, well, hey, we're in the car. You
describe
can't
him to me. Oh, wait, no, maybe it's working. No, don't describe him to me. Don't you dare spoil Chatter.
Okay.
Sit quietly while the
Chatter, Iggy, Wrecking, Ball.
This
in other news,
to...
we're very close to the dog on the tucker box.
Yeah.
I don't think we'll be stopping in this time.
No, because we're doing a podcast.
No, Chatter actually kicks ass. So does Amanda.
Show us Chatter.
Amanda's awesome. QT makes me sick to my stomach, dude.
Oh, Chatter's yuck.
No,
they're all pretty
cool.
Yuck.
His teeth.
Yeah,
they're
so
all gross.
Chatter is like...
Did you say Amanda makes you feel sick?
Yeah,
Amanda,
yuck.
Amanda, they're all gross.
So yeah, the Chatter, for example, so Iggy is just like an iguana that's in ball form.
Yeah.
Iggy is a face that's it's kind of like just a massive gritted teeth ball.
Yeah,
it's
like chattering
stuff.
Teeth, kind
yeah.
of.
So that's who I've been playing as.
Nice, good choice.
And like the Nintendo 64 games of old that people don't talk about, it does start in a way that all Nintendo 64 games do, which is gives you no indication of anything that's going on or what the controls are. Because, brother, if you're playing this, that means you've bought it from the shop.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And it's come with the instruction booklet.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Which, obviously, it did not. I've been playing this, look... I have sinned in the first week.
That's
of
crazy, dude.
Nintendo Sydney 4.
Yeah.
I've been playing this on the Nintendo 64 Nintendo Switch Online store.
Bro.
Yeah, I know.
Unbelievable.
We're purists here at Thumb
yeah,
not anymore. Not anymore.
Yeah, I've wrecked it. I've
You've
wrecked
tarnished
it.
Ruined
the whole
streak.
Month.
And yeah, this is a video game that I used to see a lot in rental places.
Yes, I agree. I was literally thinking the same thing. Big blockbuster video
yeah.
energy.
Yeah. And I also had no idea what it was. I did know it was a racing game, though.
Yeah, okay.
But I thought it was a more traditional racing game of just like, I don't know, it was just four balls on a track.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, think Mario Kart, except your ball's not
a
car.
Like what you might think Super Monkey Ball is.
Yeah.
It's what you might think Super Monkey Ball is.
Well, do you know what Super Monkey Ball is?
What do you think it is?
I think it's raising in a big ball.
Exactly. I rest my freaking case.
Wait, what is it?
Yeah. See, that's what you think Super Monkey Ball is, and that's what I thought Iggy's Wrecking Balls is.
Right. Super Monkey Ball is you've got a monkey. Okay, get this.
You got a monkey in a ball.
You got a monkey in a ball.
Yeah.
And now here's, and this is a twist on a traditional video game scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You control the level.
You don't control the monkey.
Whoa.
So you got to make the level go so the monkey go where you want him.
Yeah, you got to get the... I'm pretty sure you got to get the monkey in the hole.
Possibly or through like a goal,
a
maybe. You're hooping the monkey, dude.
What's the monkey doing?
The monkey's just in the ball.
Why isn't the monkey doing anything?
The monkey's hanging in the ball.
He's a monkey, bro.
But surely the monkey got in the ball. What else do you want from the monkey?
But wouldn't the monkey affect the ball? Surely it's going... ape in there.
No, it's pretty chill, actually.
He's actually just hanging
cool
out.
The
he loves it.
He's been sedated.
No!
He's on a heavy, heavy sleeping pill.
If you're in a big Zumba ball, and then all of a sudden the ground...
Zumba ball? I don't think that's what
that
is.
Yeah, in New Zealand you go
Zumba is the, like, Pilates, but you dance.
What is that ball Boomba called?
Ball.
Zorb ball.
Zorb.
Yeah, you're in a big Zorb ball.
I remember because a video that my friend used to watch all the time in high school was called Zorb Death. And it's a video of a guy in a Zorb ball falling off a mountain.
I know that video. Yeah. Funny that your friend watched it heaps.
It's horrible.
But I just think, man, those
But you don't see it. You just see him fall off the cliff.
Those
lost...
And this is, I think, dark. This is dark.
Yeah.
But, man, you were moments for a brief second as you plummeted towards the earth. Maybe I'll bounce. Like, wouldn't you be thinking?
Well, there was two of them in there, which is the problem.
So
they clanged into each other. They found...
They
found one guy's tooth in the other guy's head.
Whoa, that's so
They clanged in there. They clanged and bounced around, and one of them lived, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
the one that's missing a tooth or the one that has an extra tooth?
I think the one who got the tooth in their head is alive. The one who's lost the tooth.
No lie.
Also lost a life.
I think his head exploded.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, well, that doesn't happen in Super Monkey Ball.
Or...
Does it happen in Iggy's... What's
Iggy's
it?
Wrecking Ball.
Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
Yeah, okay.
In what way are they wrecking balls?
I guess because they've got, like, because you can do ball harm to each other with the grappling hook.
Oh, yeah.
Ball harm?
Ball harm. You can harm each other's balls.
Okay.
I know what ball harm is.
Like, dude,
I'm an idiot.
I feel like I've never heard of ball harm before.
Yeah, it's like CBT, but without the C.
Yeah.
It's just BT. It's video. It's VGBT.
Leave my cock
is that what
alone.
That show RBT, random ball torture? Where the cops pull you over and have you been drinking today? Yes, well, come with me.
Yeah, we're going to hit you in the nuts.
Dave thought he could get away.
I've got a cage and a whip for you, my man.
Turn it off, don't touch anything.
That's the rest.
Avoiding an RBT site.
You look drunk, sound drunk, smell drunk.
You got a one-way ticket to jail, mate.
Dave thought he could get away with having testicles on the highway. But we've pulled him over. Hey, mate, how you doing? Yeah, not too bad,
I'm
mate.
I'm doing okay, mate.
You just pop those nuts out for me?
No, look,
just pop those nuts out, mate.
Look, I don't really want to pull my nuts out.
Well,
I'm sorry. Okay,
you know it's illegal to have your testicles on the highway, mate, don't
you? I know, but it's just one time. It's just I'm really tired.
Mate, one time's all it takes. We're going to get you to come into the van with us.
And we're going to whip your nuts, mate. We're going to whip them off.
My friend here, he's going to whip
your
nuts.
Can you blur my face for telly? Or
we can blur your face, mate.
Thanks,
would you
mate.
Like to say something to the camera to warn?
Yeah, look, you know what? I'll cop it today because, like, I did mess up. I did whack my balls out on the highway, and now it's time for the ball torture, and I'll accept that.
Yeah, so come on, mate, just put them in this vice, and we'll sort
you
right out.
All right.
That's one mistake Hayden won't be making again.
Gee whiz. Yeah, look, my balls are really sore now, but it's a good lesson learned, you know, and I hope just like my ball torture, someone can watch that and learn from my mistakes.
Turn it off, don't touch anything.
That's the rest.
Avoiding an RBT site.
You look drunk, sound drunk, smell drunk.
You got a one-way ticket to jail, mate.
Oh, man. What an awesome little bit of RBT roleplay that was. Yeah. Truly, maybe some of the nichest content we've ever made. Random but for the people who know the television program RBT, that killed. You gotta understand how good that was.
If you're listening and you didn't understand that, know that somewhere out there in the world, someone loved it.
Somebody loved that riff.
And that person was me.
And me.
Yeah, so like the concept of the race is you start, there's a boost button, there's a jump button, and there's a grapple hook button.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So there's like little gaps to the track, you gotta time your jump, gotta make sure you use the boost at the right point so you don't go flying off the course. But most of the races is just in a ring, just rolling around until you get to a point you can grapple hook up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Grapple hook up, then do that again, and then you're at the top of the tower.
Is it pretty flowy, or is it kind of stop-starty?
It can be pretty flowy if you don't mess up.
If you're good, yeah, okay.
But because I've only been playing for a little bit,
yeah,
it didn't get flowy for me.
Mm. Are the levels like varied enough for it to be interesting?
So each of the levels have sort of like a theme, so it'll be like, mind the gap, and there'll be heaps of holes in the road.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like, loop-de-loop, and there'll be a thing you got to boost over because you go in a big loop.
Yeah. Are the levels like, you know, like in Mario Kart, it'll be like, hey, this is Donkey Kong's neck of the woods or whatever.
No. These are just
like geometric
towers
shapes.
Just yeah, okay. In space,
there's,
I guess.
There's no Amanda Raceway.
Toothy Grand Prix or whatever.
Chatter's Box.
Did you see that crow on the side of the highway eating sauce?
Just then, real life.
Eating sauce?
Yeah, yeah, he had like a thing, of, looked like a little tub of, like, you know, you get a tub of like sweet and sour sauce at McDonald's.
Yeah.
It looked like that, but it looked like maybe aioli.
Nice.
And he was just dipping his beak
in it. I reckon aioli would be a crow's favorite sauce.
Yeah, absolutely. A crow would have no time
or
for
honey
sweet
mustard,
and sour.
Actually, probably a crow.
I know, I don't think a crow likes that much sweetness, is my belief.
What about barbecue sauce then?
Oh, that's true, because it's great on meat, and crows love meat.
Yeah.
So, true. You know what? Egg on my face.
I think barbecue sauce is good for crows and good on crows.
Yes! If I was going to eat some crow,
yeah,
and I don't mean the
I mean literally.
I mean literally, yeah. If I was eating crow for dinner, I would. Yeah, I would put barbecue sauce.
You know, in Australia, I think it's, like, I think maybe everyone knows this, but they're not crows in Australia; they're ravens.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Ravens is a way cooler bird and a way cooler name. Why do we call them
crows?
See,
I don't know. I used to
agree.
Ravens
is cool,
but I think I've come round on crows.
Nah, crows stink. Ravens rock.
No, crows.
They're also huge.
Yeah, they are big,
and they're super smart.
Yeah, but crows are crafty. You know?
No, but I think ravens are crafty, and that's stolen valor for crows.
No, crows are like, they're like little stinkers.
Yeah.
I know, but that's not what ravens are. Ravens are sophisticated,
majestic,
classy,
beasts.
Yeah.
Smart.
But
birds.
I like a crow, he's skeezy, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think a raven is
he's
skeezy.
A scumbag. I like that about the crow.
Yeah.
But that's not what you're. Okay.
Yeah, you gotta understand.
We're on different pages here.
Hayden, you gotta understand crows.
Yeah. We don't have crows. I don't know crows.
Crows are cool.
You don't know crows. You know ravens.
I've known some crows.
It doesn't
crows.
Matter. It doesn't matter.
I met some crows in England once.
Yeah.
How were they
like?
At the Tower of London. They were just hanging out.
At the Tower of London?
Yeah. It's me.
They were just like, and there was a guy feeding them, and he was like, I got to feed these crows.
Yeah. They
like,
do take, like,
that's awesome,
prisoners
man.
In a way, like, because they remember faces really well.
Yeah.
For years. So if you upset crows, you're done. And they tell their friends as well. That's true.
That's
if
awesome.
You've made an enemy.
If you throw a rock at a crow, there is a really good chance that crow will remember your face, and then when you walk past more crows, they will yell at you and try and swoop you.
It would be funny to be enemies with it. Like in a moment of...
Oh, bro, I can't go to the Tower of London anymore. Yeah. There's enemy crows there.
Well, what I keep thinking about is, like I would never throw a rock at a crow.
Yeah.
But imagine in, like, a moment of frustration I do, and I'm ashamed because I attacked a defenseless animal.
Yeah.
And then we're walking by the crow, and the crow just hates me for some reason.
Yeah. Mm.
You're like, why does the crow hate you, dude? I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
But now you would know. It's because you threw a rock at it.
Well, yeah, but you guys don't know.
No, we wouldn't know. But
I don't know.
But we'd be like, well, you've done something, because crows aren't just
this
mean
is random,
for no reason.
Dude.
They're a very good judge of character. Crows.
That's I lose all my friends because the crow hates me. Fair enough, I threw a rock at it.
There's a crow that lives sometimes in my backyard, and it is so ridiculously big. So it's a raven.
Yeah. Brother, I think you mean a raven.
Yeah, it's a raven. It's a
we're
it's
so, talking about crows now, actually.
Well, I'm talking about a raven, okay? I'm changing the topic.
Okay.
There's a huge raven It visits my backyard, attacks my cat sometimes, but it's so big, I want to sort of get it on side.
When it attacks your cat, are you like, bro, that's so Raven.
Shut up.
Are you at home and like you, it like zooms in on your eye and yeah. then you see and your cat being attacked by a raven?
Yeah, but it's just me looking out the window.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I'm having a vision. I mean, by which I mean I'm seeing something.
Dude, that's so Raven.
That bro, that's so Raven. Crow. Yeah.
Totally spies.
That's one too, yeah.
Yeah, like, Iggy's Wrecking Ball. What's not, what are we talking?
Do you guys ever watch Corey in the House?
No.
No.
It's cool he was
Have
in
you
the
played
house,
the DS
though.
Game there?
No.
There's a Corey in the House DS game.
You got to play
Isn't
it,
Isn't Corey into Big House now because Corey's a piece of shit?
Mm-hmm. Is he? In the big, he's in jail?
Yeah.
Corey?
Yeah.
Corey. From the White House?
Yeah.
Man.
He went from the Big House. He went
That's
from
why I didn't vote for him.
White House to the Big House.
Cool. I'm pretty sure it's for heinous crimes, so don't look into it.
Gross. Okay. I shan't be.
Yeah. But yeah, Iggy's Wrecking Balls, great name, obviously.
Great, incredible name, on the name alone.
If for some reason you didn't look at the title of today's episode, it's Wrecking spelt without the W.
Right.
And it is Balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, is it fun? A bit.
Hey, sometimes that's enough.
Is it good? Not really.
Okay.
Am I happy that this weirdo game, for some reason, is just on the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo 64 archive, where they could have dropped any game, but they decided to release Iggy's Wrecking Balls?
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Of course.
Mario Party 3 still not there yet, but we got Iggy's Wrecking
Balls. Exactly. Because everybody's played Mario Party 3, but no one's played Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
You could rent it from Blockbuster from the moment the Nintendo 64 released to probably the moment the GameCube died.
But I think it's extremely telling that we all remember seeing Iggy's Wrecking Balls, but never not seeing Iggy's Wrecking Balls.
Well, it's wild because Nintendo Shadow dropped that and Extreme G on the Nintendo Switch, Nintendo 64 thing. I forget what it's called exactly.
What's Extreme G?
Extreme G is another racing game, and it's the other game that I associate with video stores.
Oh, that's so funny. It was like the Blockbuster package.
Yeah, it was like the Blockbuster package.
What the hell?
I know a lot of people associate Clay Fighter 63 and a third with Blockbuster as well, but I owned that game, so I didn't look twice at the video store.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah.
How many thumbs? What are we talking?
Look, two thumbs and a knock, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
It is a game, and it is playable.
Yeah. And it's weird.
It's weird.
You gotta give it props for that.
It is very hard.
Yeah.
The Grand Prix stuff is way too long. It does have unlockable characters, which I do like. I miss unlockables in
games. Me too, man. Unlockable characters is the best.
But apart from that, whoa, truck just changed lanes.
Jesus. Yeah, this truck's swinging about. That's fun.
Yeah, so listeners, you may hear an actual car crash there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pass this truck.
Yeah.
Let's What's he carrying,
off. Is he
dude?
On his phone?
I'll have a look.
We can't talk.
Oh, he's smoking a bowl of ice.
Whoa, that's awesome.
That's good.
Let him.
Yeah.
Hey, those truckies got deadlines to me.
Exactly.
Let him smoke ice.
But yeah, like, it's not good.
Okay. Yeah,
but it's odd.
Yeah. Sometimes odd gets you over the line.
Yeah.
And gets you above a one-thumb review. So
yeah, I don't dish... It's definitely not a one-thumb game, because, like, there's no real, like...
Nothing bad about it,
like,
necessarily.
Basically, what has gone wrong here is the pitch for the original game wasn't a good one.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But what they wanted to do, I think they've made. It's not like the game's broken.
No.
It's just... Not good.
Hey, sometimes games are stinkers. That's life.
So, two thumbs and a knock. Iggy's Wrecking Balls. Do not recommend. Funny, it's there.
Yeah, fair enough.
Hey, Jackson, what have you been playing?
I recently watched the movie Alien.
Yeah.
Which is a good movie.
In space, no one can hear you scream.
Yeah. And
is
then
that from Alien?
Think,
yeah. Huh? Oh. It's from the poster of Alien.
Yeah, right. I thought that was from not that.
What do you think it was from?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Fair enough.
My 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
I think the tagline of that might just be Hello Dave.
Yeah. Hello Dave, I'm the robot.
Hello Dave, I'm the robot, and I'm
Open
here to kill you and your
doors.
Friends, Dave. But then you killed me, Dave, and now you've gone big baby.
Yeah. Dave, you shouldn't have gone big baby.
You're in a human zoo or something for aliens or something?
You've gone big and there was apes at the start.
Isn't it like he goes to the next phase of evolution and becomes the big baby?
Yeah.
I think it's something about he gets... Other dimensional beings find him and then evolve him rapidly and look at him.
Oh, yes, because there's that bit where he's talking to either himself or his dad, maybe?
Yeah.
He goes 5D.
Yeah, I think that is probably the best way to describe it.
Yeah, he goes 5D.
There's apes at the start. then it's Dave in space. He fights Hal, then he goes 5D.
Yeah.
But I think aliens are watching him like a zoo. I think a zoo is part of
it. Yeah.
Yes, I think so.
This description of 2001 A Space Odyssey is vaguely similar to like how I'd always heard about it.
Mm. Yeah.
And then when I watched it, I was like, this is a freaking awesome movie.
Yeah. It's freaking awesome.
It's going 5D.
2001 yeah. A Space Odyssey, seeing it in a cinema, you're like, whoa!
Yeah, it's actually awesome.
Did you see it in a cinema?
Yeah, I saw it in a cinema. I was alive in the 60s.
Yeah.
No, I saw it at a cinema in Melbourne called the Astor Theatre.
Yeah,
I think I've seen
like
it there
Astor
a couple
sort
of times.
Movie. Yeah.
I'm always scared to go to like a screening of an older movie because once when I was like maybe in my early 20s, one of my friends was like, we're going to go see Blues Brothers. And I was like, sweet.
And they it made was you one do the those, dance at the huh? end? They made you do the dance?
Well, it was one of
Everyone
those
Everyone get up and do the finale dance.
It was an interactive
it was
screening
an interactive
where people were just saying the lines
it was
as they happened.
Truly one of the worst cinema experiences yeah. of my life. Somebody would drink water like from a cup on the screen and people would throw water at the screen.
They tried to turn Blues Brothers into Rocky Horror, into The Room or
yeah.
Rocky Horror.
I was like, why am I here? What am I doing with my life? So anytime I see one of those screenings, I'm like, I don't want to get tricked again.
Mm.
I don't want to have to go through that.
I can't imagine 2001 A Space Odyssey being that.
It's
going
too
5G,
long.
Everyone fart in your seats or something. And everyone go... 5D.
Honestly, and look, this is a bold claim. I think that if everyone in the cinema just did huge farts during the ending of 2001 A Space Odyssey, it would still be really good.
Yeah. Absolutely. It would be quite an experience.
How good's the end of 2001 A Space Odyssey where he goes to the 5D and then it stinks?
It just smells. It smells like when you're 5D,
I
guess.
A human zoo and it smells like poo.
I don't think there's a number of farts in the world that would wreck that movie.
No, I agree. If you're farting the whole time.
I think we could find a number.
You can find
a
number
get used.
I think
it'd be like on a plane.
Once you're in triple digits farts, I think
100 fart
screening.
Could it be done? Practically,
if you get 100 people in a room,
how big's the Astor Theater?
That's like a 200 or 300 seat. Actually, yeah. Probably bigger. Probably like
you could easily get 100 farts in one room.
Well, you need one in five people to be able to fart
on command
within a 5 minute window.
Yeah, we just eat a lot of gassy food. I mean, you could probably crack. I mean, are we trying to thread the needle and hit 100 exactly?
Well, I think just over 100.
Well, easy.
You triple digi farts.
Easy if you get triple digi
within
farts.
Within the 5D bit.
Yeah. Only at that bit?
Well, that's
tricky because everyone's going to save them up.
Well, you got to save them up, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, you can fart before, but I think you need the farts, so you want to be saving the farts for the 5D bit.
That's funny to be sitting next to someone during the howl sequence, and you're like, bro, save them for later.
They're lifting their butt off the chair.
Keep them in.
I gotta fart.
Keep them in. What are you doing? You're wasting them. Anyway.
We'll
just only make noise during the fart bit.
Jackson, I witnessed something at a screening at the outset that I think would have made you so infuriated and taken you out of the movie.
Yeah.
It also happened to one of my friends I was sitting with. So it was a double feature, and it was Kubrick again.
Oh, yeah.
It was Full Metal Jacket followed by A Clockwork Orange.
Nice.
And the people in front of us took a seat, and they were both holding a plate with a slice of cake on it, which you can buy from the cinema.
Sure, okay.
What a terrible cinema food.
I get it, because it's like, the cinema's sort of bougie, so it was
yeah,
like,
yeah, oh, it makes you feel like it's
anything
a
you eat
experience.
On a plate, you shouldn't be eating in the cinema. That's my
yeah.
two
cents. No, that's fair enough. It was on a, look, yeah, fair enough.
You have to eat it with a fork.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they sat there, and Full Metal Jacket started, and it got about halfway through, and it got about half an hour through, and we
yeah.
noticed they hadn't touched their cake yet. They were still
holding
it. And then, Jackson, by the time the movie ended, those cakes were still untouched.
Why did they get them?
I don't know.
What the frick?
They just sat there.
What the Jeff, dude?
They just sat there holding a slice of cake each on this paper plate.
That's absurd. Put it on the floor if you're not going to eat it.
I respect it.
Wait, get up and put it in the bin.
They were holding it the whole time.
Okay,
or give
crazy.
It to me.
Yeah, pass it back.
Be like, hey, I don't want this cake. Does anybody else want the cake?
And then, like, because...
That's the only excuse you have for talking in the cinema. If
you're offering
snacks. Hey, guys, sorry. Just I know I'm interrupting, but I got this cake.
I don't want to eat the cake. Does anybody want the cake? Hands up.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but then we never found out what happened to the cake because after that screening, like, because there's a massive, like, a half an hour intermission.
Yeah.
People move seats a little bit, and they didn't sit in front of us again.
Damn it. What the hell happened to those cakes?
Why did they buy those cakes?
That's so weird.
And it's not like they brought those cakes from home and were just like, oh, we're saving them for later.
Was it like they had a big...
from the candy bar.
Did they have a big dinner? No, I can't fathom it. And I hate those people.
I do that a lot with Choc Tops. I'll go to the cinema, I'll get a ginormous thing of Coke or something.
Yeah.
And then get a little poppy, and then the Choc Top. I try and wait as long as possible to get into the Choc Top, but not too long where it turns to liquid inside. So you bite and it's
You gotta eat
everywhere.
The Choc Top first.
I just eat everything like straight away. I can't save stuff.
It's my dessert. It's my little treat for paying attention for 20 minutes of the movie.
I can't.
But you're not paying attention because you're sitting.
You're stressing about your Choc Top.
It's either that or going on my phone. That's.
Oh, that's awesome. Going on your phone at the movies. That's the best.
I spent all day at the cinema the other day.
I was wondering what happened there, because I watched your letterbox and I was like, he's just watched four movies. Is he just like...
It was five.
You watched five
watched
movies?
Watched five in the cinema. I rode the Hollywood Express.
That's awesome. You watched five movies in a row at the cinema by yourself?
No, I wasn't by myself. My friend was doing it.
Yeah.
They're doing like a YouTube thing. And they were like, I'm going to spend all day in the cinema. I was like, brother, I'm in.
Lock in.
Get me in there.
Your friend that was, did you tell them you'd also already watched five of the cinema?
Oh, yeah. I guided him through the process.
Oh, I see. You were.
I mean, not really. It's pretty easy to watch five movies at the cinema. Yeah, there's not that much to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you just need money and the day.
Yeah. And we did it on a Tuesday, so it was actually pretty cheap. I had a free ticket. Nice. I think it was like $30 worth of movies. Spent all day at the cinema.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And I stole
that's
a bunch great. Of sandwiches from the supermarket next to it. So
beautiful.
Free food.
That is
a cheap day out.
Yeah, that is a cheap day out.
All the movies were pretty bad except for two of them.
Well, you saw five, but you also gave a movie that I liked a low score.
What
anyway,
was that?
It doesn't matter.
No, let's
talk. We'll leave that on a cliffhanger.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Jackson, what game have you been playing?
So I played a game called...
I forgot. We're doing thumb cramps.
I played a game called Unknown Tapes, but I played the demo of it. And this is because I watched Alien, and it got me thinking about Alien Isolation, and then that reminded me that there is a game coming out. It's been announced, and I think there was a trailer, but we don't have a release date yet.
Oh, Silksong, yeah?
Yeah. Dude, when will that game come out? No.
Dude, everyone thinks it's this year.
It's not. It's never coming out. No, Jurassic...
But it got rated, dude. It leaked.
It's not coming
out. They leaked the information.
It's never happening, dude.
Speaking of leak, look, I'm just going to say this just so the thumb cramps is on cutting edge.
Yeah.
At time of recording, it was yesterday for us, but when you're hearing this, it was like 3 days ago. Nintendo of Japan jumped on Twitter, and the president of Nintendo was like, hey, it's me, the president of Nintendo... Just letting you know that we're going to announce a follow-up to the Switch in this fiscal year.
Yeah.
There'll be a Nintendo Direct in June. The Nintendo Direct in June will not feature any news about the upcoming console.
But it is coming.
Peace.
Everyone
was like, you've just announced...
Something huge.
In one tweet.
It's crazy.
So casually.
That's crazy.
Awesome. And also, even like a Nintendo Direct, like just being like, hey, just if the tweet was just, hey, there's a Nintendo Direct in June, people would have been like, whoa!
Yeah, exactly. But no, they're like, yeah, we're going to announce it. It's no big deal.
What's the current theory for what the console's going to be? Is there any, like...
No, there's a lot of ideas.
I think...
Just a bigger Switch with a double... Switch DS?
No, I think the general consensus is just going to be a better quality Switch, basically.
Yeah
right. Backwards like compatible, same sort of vibe.
Yeah, similar vibe. Probably screen's a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
The Joy-Cons work in a slightly different way.
Yeah.
I think there's speculation that Joy-Cons will be a different shape.
Yeah, but they're not going to stray the thinking.
Be sort of closer to a Steam Deck sort of thing.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
But not as big.
Not as big, right.
Which is exciting.
And yeah, it's looking like that it'll probably be up to standard of like a PS4 sort of thing.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit more hectic.
I'm excited.
Yeah, good.
I'm excited.
Nuts for such a tiny little weenie console.
Well, yeah, and also the fact that there is still no real confirmation that it's going to be backwards compatible.
No.
It would be wild.
It might
not
be, though. It just very well.
What if they bring back discs?
That would be awesome.
Oh, honestly.
Nintendo really never had discs, did they?
Yeah,
they did
for
the
GameCube.
The
Wii U has. Is the
oh,
only,
yeah.
Oh,
Wii U,
the
yeah.
Wii and the Wii U have regular shaped discs.
Yeah.
Bring them back.
They might. Honestly.
Who knows?
With Nintendo, they could be like, hey, it's a Switch, but there's four Joy-Cons on the Switch.
Yeah.
Two, one on top, one on the bottom.
You have to play with two people at all times.
Yeah.
Or you got to rotate it around to solve puzzles or whatever.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what they come out with and what the launch titles are. That's what I'm excited
for. I hope they bring back the message when you're playing too long. You know, from the Wii, and it had the animation of the...
Go outside,
loser. Of the Wii on the... table and the window open, billowing in the breeze, the curtains. That would bring that back.
That is a calming image.
It is nice, isn't it?
It's like a promise of
perhaps
true
I shall
peace.
Go outside. Also, kind of implies that you left through the window, which is fun.
You left the window open, a thief could come in and steal your Wii. Yeah. No, anyway, so the game that it reminded me of is Jurassic Park Survive, which is a game that's apparently going to be very similar to Alien Isolation, a game I love, but set within the Jurassic Park world.
Yep.
And then that got me thinking about dinosaur horror, so I was just looking online to see what kinds of games do dinosaur horror well. And this game called Unknown Tapes, they were like, play this game. So I was like, okay. So it's one of those sort of like little indie horror games where it's got a very kind of not quite a PS1 aesthetic, but like kind of similar, those vibes.
Polygony.
Yeah, a bit polygony. You are going to some kind of facility. You're basically going back to Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
There's some story about a guy who released these experiments or whatever that are clearly cloned dinosaurs, but that's not really important. Mostly, it's just what's great about it, and I have only played the demo so far, but what's great about the sound design is just shockingly very good for what is clearly like a tiny, indie, possibly even one-person sort of created game. Yeah. Like, you'll be creeping along in the dark next to like a chain-link fence, and you hear that chain-link fence start to rattle, and you know on the other side of that chain-link fence is some kind of little freaking velociraptor kind of dinosaur, and they've got the dinosaur noises really good. They're extremely eerie to just hear them in the middle of the dark or whatever. It's pretty fun. Like, it's nothing special in terms of like gameplay. You know, you've probably if you like those little indie walking simulator horror games, you've probably played a game like this a million times before. But in terms of like the getting that genre right of making dinosaurs quite scary.
Yeah.
I think it does an excellent job. I think it somehow ranks up the racks. It's very tense. Somehow they've made it extremely tense. Crouching around, trying to avoid
turns up the tension. Is that what you're looking?
Well, yeah, like cranks up the tension.
Yeah,
maybe
crank, I think was the
that's probably what I was going
crank
for.
The tension.
Cranks up the like it cranks up the tension really well.
Yeah.
Like there'll be a lot of stuff where it's like, you know, you go down a like a you leave the kind of sort of fields or whatever around the big warehouse facilities to go down into like a tunnel, and then you find a door that you need a key code for, and then when you turn around you're like, oh god, I gotta go back out into that wilderness where the dinosaurs are.
Yeah.
And I don't know, they've just done like really simple things that really work. Like the grass that you crawl through or you creep through is really thick, so you're not getting like you're not getting great visibility because it's dark, but there's also not great visibility because the foliage is so thick, and it really makes you feel like, you know that scene in, might be Jurassic Park 2.
Yeah, The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Yeah, The Lost World Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Where they're like crawling through the grass, the like mercenaries, and they get whoop, 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 got one by one.
Yeah. Mm.
It's a very sort of spooky scene. So it kind of does a really good job of that. Yeah, I really liked it. I will probably play the full game. It was genuinely scary. Sometimes because I play a lot of these kinds of games, because whatever, I kind of like them. But sometimes they're not frightening.
Dude, that sucks.
Yeah, dude, it stinks. Well, there's a lot of kind of crap ones, so it's a bit of a tricky genre to find anything that stands out. But this one genuinely was kind of stressful, so I really appreciated that.
I want to talk about a point you just made there, and this is getting into actual video game discussion, so I'm sorry, listeners.
I'll tune out now.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You might like this though, Hayden. Do you find that when you're playing like bad ones or ones that aren't that good, I feel like that you might play those in the same way that people like myself watch horror, like lower budget or indie horror movies, where it's like, oh, okay, like the acting in this isn't great, but it did this one thing.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, okay, so like, for example, people talk about this film franchise heaps now because the sequel blew up. But in the first Terrifier film.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a very good movie. It's not really that scary. It's very low budget. But there is one kill in it that is horrific to see.
Yeah,
what happens?
Someone gets sawn in half.
Cool.
this is
the second time in a row that we've talked about someone getting chopped up in half.
Yeah, true.
I've been on.
They get chopped in half.
Was it with a bone tomahawk?
It's not with the bone tomahawk. It's with literally just like one of those like hand saws.
Youch.
They're chained up upside down. So they cut in half from pussy to head.
Whoa, yeah. No thank you.
Very similar to bone tomahawk.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I was watching the movie, then that happened. I was like, whoa.
Jesus Christ.
And now, like, I mean, that movie's just with me. And, like, if that didn't happen, like, the rest of the movie's just like, whatever.
Yeah,
but
that,
it's like,
you would have forgotten about that movie altogether.
No, totally. Yeah. Sometimes if there's, like, one element that stands out enough, even just one moment,
it's like, you're like, oh, that was worth my time.
Absolutely. Yeah. 100%. Like I said, like, with this game, the actual gameplay, you can literally take it or leave it. It doesn't matter. But the experience of creeping through the grass and hearing like those kind of, you know, scary velociraptor noises out there.
Yeah.
And I think the sound design is quite good and it's very directional. So you're like, I know that's a real creature. Yeah. I just don't know where it is right now. So that kind of makes it worth playing. And it makes me very excited for, I really hope it's a good game, Jurassic Park Survive, because I think the horror of the original Jurassic Park is like a very underrated aspect of it.
Yeah.
That I really like seeing. I know it's kind of been like, it's sort of blown up a little bit, dinosaur horror as like a genre.
People yearn for Dino Crisis to come back.
Exactly. And this game has a very direct Dino Crisis reference that rocks.
It's like, oh no, this is some kind of dinosaur crisis.
Yeah, it's a bit wet. So there's a bit in Dino Crisis that's very funny, where there's a key code, but it's like an alphabet key code, so you need a specific word.
Yeah.
And the word is, I think, T-Rex.
Yeah.
And you type in T-Rex, and then a T-Rex bursts through the wall to try and attack you, which is very funny.
That is funny.
And then, yeah, something similar happens in this game.
Yeah, that's good.
But, I really liked it. I'm probably going to go 3 thumbs for it. Like, you've got to really be able to get behind that sort of dinosaur horror vibe to enjoy it. But once you do, definitely worth playing. And it's a demo that I'm specifically reviewing. So
it's not free.
It's free. So you might as well give it a crack if you like being stressed in a horror game. And, man, I hope Jurassic Park Survive is good.
Yeah, licensed games are usually really good. So.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Yeah. Well, Alien Isolation rocks.
Yeah.
And they're trying to ape that. Well, they didn't do it. They did a mobile game that was shit. So,
Name one other good licensed game.
One other good licensed... The Atlantis The Lost Empire PS1 game.
Yeah, what's that? Is it an action platformer?
Yeah, it's an action platformer.
Uh-huh.
You get to swap between the guys, and there's vehicle sections.
Yeah, that's awesome. Who are the guys in Atlantis?
You got Moliere. He's the guy who loves dirt.
Oh, yeah, that's right. There's the two guys.
You got...
They got the loot.
There's two guys with the loot. No, you're thinking of the Road to El Dorado.
I am thinking of the Road to El Dorado.
Well, the Atlantis is where you got Milo.
Oh, Milo's the other guy.
Milo, he goes, and then I was going to say Neytiri. No.
No, that's Avatar.
You've got the guy who's Johnny Explosives.
Oh, yeah.
You got the girl mechanic.
Is this the one with the guy and he's actually two guys? He's a head and a body? Is that
what?
Are you thinking of Hellboy? Or Krang from the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
No, the guy, and
one guy
and he looks
two...
like a guy.
Right.
And then all of a sudden his head crawls off his body and his eyes open up on his chest and he's two guys and they hang out.
I don't know what you're talking about. Boss Baby 2? Where the baby has a man suit?
Similar to that, but imagine the man suit was a man.
I don't know this movie.
That sounds...
It's not Atlantis.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Oh, wait.
Treasure Planet?
I'm thinking of Treasure Planet. What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it could be Treasure Planet.
We're talking about Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
Because I think of Treasure Planet every time I think of Atlantis, too.
Yeah. I'm thinking about Treasure Planet.
Treasure Planet rocks.
Yeah. Treasure Planet, they're
both
awesome.
That one's got a guy, it's two guys.
Atlantis is cool because the art is all based on Mike Mignola's art, who did Hellboy.
Yeah.
Cool.
We recently got very upset because the person making the new Hellboy movie was like, oh, I made one monster.
Yeah. Well, that was funny where he was like, I made one monster using AI, and everyone's like, oh, it's got AI in it, terrible.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about the Hellboy movie. He was talking about something else.
Oh.
He was talking about a completely different movie, but kind of the damage was done at that point.
Because he did. He was like, it took me ages to design one creature, and I didn't like how it turned out. And I built an AI software, and I just got 30,000 designs in 1 hour.
Yeah. And everybody was like, but you got, like, Mike Mignola, like, monster design is his whole thing. That's like the, what are you doing? But yeah, it wasn't Hellboy. It was some other movie.
No,
anyway, 3 thumbs for Unknown Tapes.
Yeah.
Give it a crack.
Hell yeah.
What about you, Hato?
A mouse just ran across the road, and
I think
thought...
we squished it.
Four.
No, I didn't feel it. I've run over a mouse before.
It was
feel
pretty tiny. We're
You'd
going
notice.
Pretty quick.
You
I don't
notice.
Know.
Yeah,
okay. I think it went under my car, but not under the wheel.
Well,
he's
that's
a daredevil,
nice.
That mouse.
Yeah.
He's a daredevil.
I've been playing games at the Gundagai Hungry Jack's Game Room.
Oh, I love that place.
Yeah.
Now, eagle-eared listeners and eagle-minded listeners will remember that last time we were on a road trip up to Sydney, we stopped at this Hungry Jack's.
Yes.
But we talked about it a lot. There's Chick Tracks there. It's a weird place. But we didn't go into the game room because there were men in there.
Yeah, there was guys.
And Joel got scared.
Frightening men.
There was men.
I said, let's just go in. He went, oh, no, let's not go in.
I get it, dude.
I went to go piss, and they were sitting at a table. It looked like they were having a meeting.
Oh,
it did
dude,
seem like a meeting.
You.
There was a vibe in there in that game room. But we rocked up this time completely empty, and I have my little coin purse full of coins.
Fabulous.
And I thought, let's game.
Because originally I was going to review Doodle Jump, because I downloaded that on my phone the other day, and I thought, you know what?
Is it let's still good? Not... Give us a quick review of Doodle Jump. Is it still good?
Not really. It's pretty boring, but it passes 5 minutes, if that.
That's all you're looking for in this.
You die twice, and you go, well, okay. anyway, so we jumped in. Me and Joel played NBA Jam.
Great game.
Nice.
We accidentally played on the same team. We were, because it's just 2v2 basketball game. I remember it in my mind being way more cartoonish, and you could do like way more flips and stuff, and like exploding dunks, which we didn't really get to. We did one, what are they called, mega dunks or something, turbo dunks?
Yeah,
but that was pretty fun.
You can, I think, also we're not very good at it.
That's true,
because I have the Super Nintendo version, and that definitely has extra stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
But. They also made, like, another NBA Jam in, like, the Xbox 360 era,
and that
I think.
One's, like, you got a giant head and you're exploding balls and
stuff.
Okay. Yeah, but it was pretty fun. We accidentally played on the same team, and then we played against each other. But I think it's more fun being on the same team.
Oh,
then you
really?
Can yell, be like, no, pass it to me. Mm, oh, no, pass it to me.
Fair,
but
fair,
when
fair.
You're playing, because it's still 2v2, even if it's only 1v1. So one player versus one player is still 2v2, but your teammate is always CPU. It's not like a lot of sports games when you pass the ball, whoever's got the ball, you're controlling.
That's who you're
But in this one, you're just the one guy, and if the CPU has the ball, he's going to run away. Maybe if you're lucky, he'll pass it to you.
That's so funny.
And he's going to score on your behalf.
But we did find out very late in the piece that if you press pass or shoot while the computer has the ball, they will do that.
Yeah, so you're sort of not really controlling it, you're sort of commanding
directing
them what
him,
to do.
Yeah, it's like Age of Empires style.
Yeah.
You're not out there building the village.
Yeah,
you're not
say,
you're
God,
building the
build
town
the
center, but you're telling a villager to do it.
Yeah.
It would be so funny to be playing like a more modern NBA game where you do control the team, but where you just control one person and just watching like an NPC get like their career taking off.
Yeah, and
like
then you get subbed and you're just on the bench for most of the game.
Watching the game.
Yeah, it's really realistic, yeah. So we played that. That was pretty good. I think I enjoyed it. Yeah, being on the same team, maybe. I think having four people, because you can have up to four, having four people where it's like 2v2 and they're all players, that would be awesome. That would be fun. And then we moved over to Wild and Lucky, or Lucky and Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a driving, shooty game.
Which is crazy. Sort of
Daytona with guns.
Which is, it's a game that I think Thumb Cramps last time we were in Sydney was crying out for.
I think we were.
We were saying, is there a game where you drive the car but also hold the gun?
And we absolutely were, because we went to that arcade somewhere in Sydney.
Mm.
And we were like, that would be such a fun idea for a game. And bada bing, bada
and,
Lucky and Wild might
have
even been
They stole our idea 40 years ago. And now
scumbags.
It's out. And it's great. And basically you play as one person is driving the car and shooting, and then the other person is just shooting. But I played with Joel, and Joel's like, no, I think I get both the guns and you just drive. And I'm like, well, on the poster, they both have a gun each. And the gun's on my side.
Don't trust
No, no, I have two guns. You just drive.
I think
so the first game we played, I just drove.
And I think that worked a lot better.
It makes more sense, honestly. In a real driving and shooting situation, really you want someone with two guns and someone just driving.
I guess the idea is that if you're playing it by yourself,
you're driving and shooting.
Yeah.
But I agree. Because driving and shooting, like, that's awesome.
Well, I will
point
out...
Just shooting, who cares? Just driving, who cares?
The distance we made in the game when I was on both guns and Hayden was just driving, we did significantly better than when Hayden was trying to shoot and drive.
It is a lot to do.
He stopped paying attention to the driving part and focused on
the driving
part's
pretty hard because your car takes damage and there's a lot of stuff to run into. People are throwing bombs at you. If you hit another car, it's damage. The accelerator and brake functionality seem to do pretty much nothing. Like, you can't really slow down or speed up. Whoa, there's monster trucks!
Whoa!
Monster trucks!
Okay, we just drove past a truck carrying two monster trucks.
That's awesome!
That was awesome.
That's a rarity. That's a rarity truck.
That's a rarity, yeah.
That's an all-timer sight.
Yeah, so
one of the greatest sights you can have.
The eagle-eared Thumb Cramps listeners that are making just a list of cool stuff that has happened during the car podcast. Yeah. You got another thing to add on.
Yeah, chuck it on the list. Bang it on the ledger.
Crow eating sauce.
A mouse running underneath my car.
Nearly getting hit by a truck.
Yeah, nearly getting hit by a truck.
Yeah, and the truckie who was smoking a bowl of ice. That happened.
That's true. And then truck full of trucks.
Yeah. Anyway, so the driving... Yeah, there's an accelerator and a brake, but you can't really slow down fully, and you can't speed up much more than you already are. So it's mostly just driving with the steering wheel, but the steering wheel is just left and right, like you're on a track.
Oh,
so if
yeah.
there's a curve in the road, you're gonna curve. So you're really just going left and right, trying to dodge bombs and guys and broken cars. And then my gun, I'm not sure if it was just because this machine is old and broken,
yeah.
but my gun didn't go up and down to aim. It just went on left and right on one plane.
That's, yeah,
and
that
I
seems
wonder
wrong.
If that's, and the, but the plane was basically where everything was happening.
Okay.
Like, if you could sort of
but
shoot
the other
along.
Gun went up and down.
Yeah, yes. but I think maybe it's because it's an easier, it's
oh,
easier
yeah.
because you're driving, so maybe they sort of put a handicap on the gun so it's easier for you. I don't know.
Yeah, fair.
That's my guess. Anyway, that was pretty fun. And then I went to the bathroom there, and it stink like cat pee.
Whoa, somebody had pulled over so their cat could piss.
Yeah, maybe. There's a bunch of showers in there, and I went to the bathroom, and it smelled like really strong bad breath, and it's confusing.
Whoa.
And then I left.
Yeah, that's good.
That's awesome.
And you're missing the last part of that trip to the whoa. Gundagai arcade, Hayden.
What do we do?
Where you sadly came out to the car and said, I just did farts.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It was a conversation that might have been, was in yesterday's Shut Up a Second. Which is a great show. Add it to the queue. The listening order is Shut Up a Second, then this.
Yep.
So stop this podcast right now.
Go back, listen. You're actually listening out of tune now.
We talked about going to the bathroom just to do farts, and I went to the bathroom to do a poo, but I just did farts.
Yeah.
It's nothing worse than
it's
just...
disappointing.
Just because you know you're not done, you know? Yeah.
It's not even that. I think I was just bored. I think I'm just... Because driving for so long, you just want something to do.
Yeah.
So like, you just wanted to shit to like pass
yeah,
the time?
Yeah. I was like, we were talking about it in the Coles Express, and I bought a packet of beef jerky.
Yeah.
I'm not hungry. I just want to do something.
Yeah, I bought a pie. Same reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just want to pass the time.
It did.
Yeah,
and then me and Jackson ate it out the front of the service station, but kind of in where the cars are.
Yeah, kind of like
up.
Right next to where the like
and
cans
so
of gas were.
Yeah, it stunk like gasoline.
It was awesome.
Petrol and fumes.
I actually loved that vibe.
No
to
vibe,
be honest.
All concrete.
I thought it was
people
wretched
past
in,
a lot.
In a great way.
It was horrible.
I like a wretched vibe.
Yeah, you do. You thrive in a wretched environment.
Exactly.
I like a bit of a wretched vibe too.
I
like going to a thing where the vibe's just awful.
Yeah, yeah, something
can be
good
fun.
About it.
Anyway, 5 thumbs for the Gundagai Hungry Jack's gaming room experience.
Nice.
Yeah, good call.
That's great.
Hang on, is that someone
beaming? Somebody ahead of us?
No. Is that someone beaming in from the sky?
Whoa, I've never seen anything like this before.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Rats!
Oh, my God,
Mr.
Rats,
you're in the car!
That's right, I'm a hologram!
You're a hologram and you're smoking ice?
I'm a hologram who's smoking ice! But I would never smoke ice in real life. But it won't hurt me in hologram form.
You're in virtual reality and you're smoking ice.
Yeah.
Do you still feel the adrenaline rush and the euphoric feeling?
Yes, I do. But none of the down... All of the upsides of ice and none of the downsides.
Damn. Because there's a lot of downsides,
dude.
Are
you in virtual reality or virtual insanity, the Jamiroquai song?
I'm in virtual insanity, the Jamiroquai song.
Yeah, that's sick. Great
Mr.
song.
Mr. Jamiroquai is here with me right now.
Well, hey, Jamiroquai.
He says he doesn't want to talk.
Oh, the vocal rest.
Yeah, fair enough.
Vocal rest. Anyway, here's some ads.
Whoa, thank you, Mr.
Ads. Mr. Ads was a hologram. That's crazy. Wow.
Oh my God, we've been teleported
Teleported out of the car and into the
what
Airbnb.
The heck? What did he give us some of that ice he was smoking?
He must have.
I guess so,
dude. We've been drugged.
That's crazy. Well,
you know what else is crazy, Jackson?
What?
And Hayden.
Yeah.
The thumbcrampspod@gmail.com inbox.
It is crazy.
Where
it's
listeners
nuts in
have
there.
Emailed in, including after the release of last week's famous call-in show.
Yes, okay.
People are still sending their numbers.
We did it.
You know what would be a good idea?
What would be a good
is
idea?
If you're a hacker...
Yeah.
All you have to do is hack one Gmail account and you get the personal sensitive information for dozens and dozens of
people.
That's
true.
I will
How
say,
good's your password?
Oh, dude, our security is
I
tight.
I will say that the Thumbcrams Pod email address is very secure. It's more secure than most other accounts.
Mm, okay. Well.
Because, yes.
He's bluffing. Try.
Hack him. Hack him now.
Why are we getting so many texts all of a sudden saying someone's hacked into Thumbcrams?
Is this live?
No,
well,
it's just people
sir,
listening.
I've sifted through all the phone numbers who have just been like, I missed the show, but call me
still. What?
Okay. We'll do it again in the future.
It's,
relax.
Yeah,
we still
like,
have your numbers.
It's not like this is the last time it's ever happening. Settle down.
Yeah,
so this one jumped out for me. It's from Bad Janet.
Oh, Bad Janet. Nice.
Subject.
No, bad.
I know Bad Janet.
Not nice Janet. We don't.
I'm a fan of Bad Janet.
No, nice Janet's cancelled.
Yeah.
The subject of this, in all caps, is actual video game question.
Whoa. It's been a while since we've had one of these. But it's about time.
Internet boyfriends.
Mm-hmm.
I was just browsing
no
the Nintendo.
No plus guest? No, yeah. Okay, no plus guest. You are
eat
bad,
shit.
Janet.
Eat shit and die.
I miss nice Janet.
I was just browsing the Nintendo eShop, and I almost purchased the game Dead by Daylight.
Okay. Mm.
I hesitated, however, wishing that someone whose opinion I trusted had played this so they could pass that opinion on to me in the form of a thumb score before I buy the game.
Oh, okay.
That said, have either of you, or your effervescent guest...
No, thank you. I take back what I said.
...played Dead by Daylight? If so, what's your thumb rating? If not, would you consider playing it fairly soon for review? Think about it. Bad Janet.
So I think maybe I've played Dead by Daylight. Did Dead by Daylight get a sequel recently?
No. I have played Dead by Daylight, and I'm sure of it. It's fun if you have friends you can play with all the time. Otherwise, playing it by yourself, not good.
Is it like the Friday the 13th game?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nah.
It's not... Nah. So, like, if you're thinking, expecting something like Left 4 Dead, obviously yeah. They're two very different styles of game, but Left 4 Dead, you can play by yourself, and it's a good time. Mm. Dead by Daylight, no I would dice. Turn off in yeah. 10 minutes if I was just me.
Also, yeah. Bad Janet, let me tell you, on the Switch store... I don't think that game's going to run very well.
Yeah, Bad Janet.
Bad purchase. Bad Janet, bad purchase. Exactly. Zero thumbs.
Zero is harsh.
If I was reviewing it on the on the PC or yeah. even like a higher-end console like PS5 or something, yeah, it's fun and it's usually, you can get it pretty cheap.
Yeah.
But yeah, only if you've got friends that are like locked in and already play it.
Yeah, and are willing to play it for a while, because it's also the kind of game that, like, for me, when I played it with friends, I turned off it so quick.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know. Yeah.
So there you go, Bad Janet. Yeah. And now this next email.
Yeah.
It's from Andy. What is Grandma's Secret?
What is Grandma's Secret?
Didn't you guys find out?
Not really.
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of.
Wasn't she in the army or something?
No,
was
she was
a bootlegger.
Yeah, she was a bootlegger.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hello?
I always get them confused.
Well, boots? You wear boots in the army?
Yeah. I get it.
I cut enough legs.
Yeah. Hello, my video game boyfriends. Excellent call-out show. I look forward to the next one.
Thank you.
In the episode, you got deep in Mega Mansion. Oh, no, sorry. Merge Mansion.
Merge Mansion. Yeah.
You got into a deep Merge Mansion hole and made a call-out to ask our grandmothers for their secrets.
Oh, hello.
Sadly, my grandma has passed.
Ah. Yeah.
However, at her funeral, I learned an awesome secret about my very mild and stereotypical gran.
Whoa.
Turns out... she was a huge furry.
Whoa! I could add 1,000 guesses.
That would never have entered my mind.
According to her sorority sisters, she was always talking about how cool bears are and sharing her favorite poem, which was all about how awesome it would be to be a bear.
That wow. rocks.
Not a coward, Andy. Not the one from Toy Story.
Grandma was a furry.
What a secret to have.
What a secret.
Didn't even have the language to describe it back then.
It's a sort of tragedy for grandma.
Yeah, born too soon.
Born too soon.
Yeah, born too soon. I was right. Shut up.
I got thrown by what you said.
Like being correct for once. Yeah, born too soon to be a furry. Yeah. Born too late to kill a bear and wear it.
Yeah, exactly.
While still a respectable society.
Next email. Curse is for sure broken, and this is from Josh and Sarah.
Oh, okay.
Dear video game boyfriends and electrifying guests.
Hello.
Okay.
I just finished the call-out episode with my girlfriend, and she agrees that while the podcast makes you dumber, it also makes you laugh.
Oh, okay.
She hasn't nice. Left me, and I feel confident leaving both of our phone numbers. Also, while the Culvers rock, they are totally wrong about Upset Jackson. Upset Jackson rocks. When Samad and Dusha don't let him get a word out and he gets flustered, yeah, it's good. So good.
It is really good.
Oh, you can't see it right now.
It's so delightful being on the end of being mean to Jackson. You're seeing him upset because of you. That's really fun too.
Stay strong and call us when you can. Loves and kisses, Josh and Sarah.
You can't see it, Josh and Sarah, but my mouth is agape right now. In shock. I'm aghast. I'm flabbergasted that you would say that about me.
Now, this next email is from Ella,
okay.
who has included their phone number, their blood type, and their star sign.
Blood type's fun.
Blood type's, it's a good addition.
Is that sensitive information, though? What can you do with that?
Steal their blood?
Steal their blood if you need their blood?
That's true.
Yeah.
You know they're compatible or not compatible?
I don't know what my blood type
probably
is.
Probably rules you out more than it rules you in. What is the blood type?
A+.
Yeah, that's my blood type.
Oh my God, you're A+. Compatible.
Wow. Whoa. So oh, yeah, if I need a...
Why did I say A+?
It's because it's the best blood type. Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah,
full highest marks, grade.
A+. Best blood.
Yeah.
Ella says, hi, my VGBs.
That's
an
us.
Equally sexual guest.
I need a liver. And I was wondering if you guys for a match.
Ooh. Sorry for the long email, but at least it's a bad one, shrug emoji.
Okie doke.
I thought I was special when I rear-ended in January and had my car totaled while listening to the show. But huge news, I have maybe and hopefully unlocked a new curse, and it's far more unpleasant and expensive.
Okay.
At 4 a.m. this morning, whilst listening to you, Jeffs, I accidentally dropped the keys to my rental car into the returns box without making sure I confirmed that my passport was not in the car and was properly on my person.
No.
This step was overlooked, thus making my passport unattainable until the rental agency opened at 8 a.m. and my ability to board my 5:20 a.m. flight home from Canada technically impossible.
Yeah, that's tough.
For 4 hours, I was stuck between two countries I am a citizen of, but without a passport to either.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I'm $1,000 poorer now, and I'm currently getting day drunk in Seattle on a 5-hour layover. Additional information. I 5 a.m. cried at the airport today.
Uh-huh, fair enough.
I flushed a toilet at the first airport that was apparently clogged with toilet paper and genuinely overflowed across half the bathroom floor and wet a patch of my pants below the knee.
Oh, nice. My God.
Unsure if the toilet trouble was caused by thumb cramps, but maybe I unlocked a very specific double curse.
I think it was, we were in some way relevant to it.
Tell you what I think I would have done.
What?
Well, I don't know if I actually would have done this because it's a bold move.
Yeah.
But if you do the maths on it, I reckon break the car window, get your passport, make the flight, send him an email, hey, I smashed the window, I'll pay for a new one.
It might be cheaper.
It might be cheaper and certainly less
stressful.
Muck around.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Oh, my God.
And then
God.
He gets to break into a car window with a pretty good excuse.
Oh, yeah. When are you going to get the opportunity to do that again? Oh,
a big
dude,
rock through it.
Just waiting between being like, what am I going to do?
Just fretting. Just going,
like, what am I going to do? What the hell's next?
Nah, kick the window in.
And then, just like waiting for the rental agency to open, just watching a flight leave.
Yeah. Oh, bro.
Yeah, it's rough. And finally, to bring home the email section, this email is from...
That was a crazy motion.
That was a great motion to try and find. They did a full 360, your head did. Not a 360. He's a circle.
He's not an owl.
I was going to be like, what? A coward, because they don't sign off the email. But
see.
They do include their name in the first sentence, so not a coward.
Okay, fair enough. Brave.
Hello, Thumbos. Confirmed coward Charlie here to tell you that I Jeffed up.
Oh, no.
I recently had a child with my partner.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's a horrible email. Well, thanks for getting in touch, Charlie. I hope you sort that out.
Hey, we live across the US from our family, so we send them tons of photos in a photo sharing app of our baby to stay connected.
I can already see where this is going.
No, this will probably go slightly different.
Nana salt cans. That's what I reckon.
I bought a bunch of friend-shaped plushies for my child, and I recently shared a photo of my child with said Kirby and put the caption, future video game boyfriend. My parents and in-laws were confused and upset. My parents and in-laws wanted to know why I said that. My partner pointed them to the podcast, and now they've all listened to the show.
Why would you do that?
And think I'm a creep who shouldn't have a child.
Yeah, that's fair.
Wow.
Additionally, Culver's is amazing, and my parents are annoyed that Ruby had Culver's in Illinois because it's a Wisconsin brand.
Okay.
So not only did they listen to Thumb Cramps, they got all the way to the end
of the call-out episode?
No, not the call-out episode.
But they listened to an entire episode of Thumb Cramps.
Man.
It'll kill most people.
Yeah.
That's crazy they survived.
Especially the elderly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody over 60.
Very sick.
It's like smoking 40 cigarettes. That's what a doctor will say to you.
At once.
Yeah.
Good head rush, though.
maybe.
It's rush great you. For the brain.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you want to send us an email, hit us up at thumbcrampspod@gmail.com. We are recording in Sydney all month,
exactly.
But only for a week. So if your email isn't read out
that's
very
why.
Soon, it will be read out in June.
Yeah, exactly. But that's something you can do. You can email us if you so desire. But it's actually something you're required by law to do.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
On punishment of death. Mm-hmm. And that is... review Thumb Cramps.
Wow.
And now you know the consequences of not reviewing, because if we do a call-out show and you haven't reviewed, we will hang up on you.
And
we will play
you,
a toilet flush sound, huh?
You also said you'd kill them? Punishable by death,
the
I think
the state
you said
will kill them.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah. So it is a crime. Yeah. Did you guys organize that, or did someone...
No, that's just like outside of our hands.
Is it a man in a hood, like from Shrek?
No, it's a frightening apparatus.
that's way scarier.
Yeah.
And look, if you leave us a 5-star review, it doesn't matter what you write, we will read it out.
That's
like,
true.
Fatally Yours is written, eggs are not meat. 5 stars.
Mm.
Hayden, what?
I think eggs are a little bit meat.
What do you mean they're a little bit meat?
They become meat.
When?
When the chicken hatches.
That's a different guy.
That's the same guy, brother.
Yeah, but when it's in egg form.
Is cum meat? Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's interesting.
Exactly. Exactly.
I downloaded the Apple podcast app just to leave a 5-star review.
Whoa, that's huge. Nice.
And we've got another one which was reviewed mid-episode, which is something we absolutely...
Encourage. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
5 stars, objectively the best Australian cock. I can't read the rest because I'm reading it off my phone.
It's
I'm assuming.
Well, thank you. I don't know how you knew that, but that's true.
Really, really best. Yeah, well, what a compliment. Thank you.
5 stars. Also, Mario of the Mario family is canonically from Brooklyn, New York. So he's Italian American, not strictly Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Edit. Well, Jeff, me for writing this review, need to listen because they. Because they actually look it up, and I may have just assumed my gamer boyfriends wouldn't have checked, because who even does that?
That happens all the time on a myriad of Sans Pants podcasts, where someone will get mad at us, and so mad that they have to stop what they're doing to yell at us, only to discover we get there in the end.
Yeah, like five minutes
you gotta write it out.
We get there.
Okay, and the FWAW/G&W riff is very funny on 2x and 0.75 speed. Big recommend. Now,
that seems like gibberish to me. What were the letters?
FW?
AW. So FWAW/
5 whites at Weddies.
The G and W makes me think Game and Watch.
Friends?
It's G. Ampersand.
It's
W.
Grand and Auto.
Grand and Auto.
Wait, G and W? What is it?
G Ampersand W.
Oh. That'll be Game and Watch. And what's the other one?
FWAW.
Friend with a watch. Fun with a woman.
Well, if you know what that is, you can leave your answer in a 5-star review and we will
see
it.
We'll read it out and we'll learn what we were talking
about.
Yeah, what's the magic bit?
/GNW.
They expect us to know, but we'll never know.
Never know. It's lost to us.
Thank you so much for everyone who reviewed the show. And you heard in the call-out show what happens if we find
out
you haven't
reviewed. There's a direct consequence. There's a direct consequence.
And thank you so much, Hayden, for joining us.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hayden,
it's a pleasure.
Where can we find you?
You can find me on a little podcast called Shut Up a Second.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be you guys' podcast.
Yes.
And now it isn't.
No, we left. I was the first to go.
That's true. Rest in peace.
Yeah. But you're on yesterday's episode. Mm-hmm. It's a car show. We recorded it just before this episode.
Exactly. Before we got abducted and
before
dropped
we
in
got abducted
Airbnb.
And got forced to smoke ice at knife point by a hologram.
Mr. Hyde's is crazy in hologram form.
I know. I guess because he's in
that.
VR, he's like, well,
he's like, there's no rules.
Actions don't have consequences.
But actually, he is an R. He's just a hologram.
Yeah.
Anyway, you can follow me on Instagram, Hayden Bleachmore. That's sort of it. I'm not really on Twitter. So
fair enough.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think I'm on Threads, maybe.
Happy Maytendo Sydney 4.
Yeah, congratulations, everyone. We did it.
Congratulations. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.